There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The big question.
The big question today is, can I still enter the Monte Grappa Prize, the Monte Grappa Writing Prize, and how do I win? Which is, you know, quite a big question. You know, that's the name of the segment, so it seems fitting. And joining us to chat about that, the competition that has launched the careers of numerous UAE-based authors, is Charles Nahas, Middle East distributor of Monte Grappa, and Jessica Jalvi, 2016 runner-up of the Monte Grappa Prize. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
So the first thing I want to do is just go through some of the basic details about the Monte Grappa Prize. So it's open for submissions until the 19th of January. So you do still have time. So if you've got that burning novel, in, you know, burning a hole in your desk drawer, if you've got something that you want to say and you know you want to be a writer, that you have nothing to lose by submitting. You have plenty of time to get that work in. You need to be 21 and over, and you have to submit the first 2,000 words of your manuscript and a synopsis of 400 words to be read and judged by a top UK literary agent, Luigi Bonomi. The prize includes individual sessions with Bonomi, a two-night stay at the Intercontinental Hotel in Festival City, a Monte Grappa limited edition pen, which is what we were just talking about, and it also involves a meeting with an editor to discuss the winning manuscript. There are all sorts of other things as well that you can find out from emiratslitfest.com. The prize giving date is the 3rd of March. That's when all the winners are announced. What was that like, Jessica, when you heard your name called?
It was amazing. It's one of the most incredible feelings. I had actually entered once before and thought I would give it another go. And you sort of sit there and Luigi started reading from my manuscript, and it was just...
He does that before he announces the names, doesn't he? He wins.
Exactly.
He reads a little excerpt.
That's
out.
Right.
So you must have been like, oh God, that's my work.
I know. He started saying something about Sweden, and my book is set in Sweden. So I thought, okay, that's going to be me. And
we were just crossing your fingers that nobody else had written a thriller based in Sweden. Okay. Flora, the question that I have for you is, if there's anybody out there who's thinking, okay, it's the 6th of January today, the 19th of January is when the deadline is, can I get this done in time?
Well, yes. Especially if you've already got a manuscript that you've written or you've part written, and you're really looking at the first 2,000 words you need to submit, along with the synopsis to explain everything about your book in 400 words, which is tough to do, but absolutely crucial that you get that hook in and explain what happens in your book, including the ending, and showing, you know, that you've got a real grasp of that overall plot and your characters' stories.
That's right. I had only written 3 chapters when I entered the competition.
And I imagine, having been one of the 5 winners, you had to finish that manuscript fairly quickly.
Yes. Well, there actually wasn't a deadline, but you kind of feel so excited that somebody's going to read it, that kind of spurs you on.
That's brilliant.
And,
sure.
And you shouldn't be afraid to enter at this point, because, first of all, the people who have come through this competition and been published, we actually have 8 published authors in 5 years of running this competition. I think only 2 of them were winners. So 6 published authors who've come through this competition have been runners-up. I think you were a runner-up. You weren't one of the winners.
That's
so,
right.
And some of the runner-ups have been have gone on to great things. I mean, Lucy's book, The Moth and the Secret of Nightingale Wood, for instance, won the Waterstones Best Book of the Month and was all over the shelves and the windows. So you don't have to win it, and you don't even have to get in the runners-up, because a lot of people entered 1 year and then didn't get in the top 5 and entered again in the next year, and several of the winners have had that situation. So start now, get into it. You've got 2 weeks, submit something, and you never know where things might go.
In that respect, it's a little bit like the X Factor, isn't it? In that the runners-up are always really successful.
Well, because it's judged on the first 2,000 words and the plot, you know, until you get that full manuscript in, even Luigi isn't going to be completely sure exactly, you know, where the book's going to go and where it's going to take him. And what he'll do is be inspired by those first 2,000 words. If they grab you, draw you in, and you really want to find out what's going to happen to the characters, that's what's going to make it a winning book. And then, obviously, up to the writer to make sure the rest of the book follows on with something as... kind of enthralling and engaging. And in fact, Jess, I know that when I did a writer's workshop in that 2016
That's correct.
Festival, and yours was one of the books, and I only saw the first 2 chapters, and I absolutely, you know, I remember we were discussing it, and I felt it really was one of those that had that gripping opening that could definitely be going somewhere really special. So I was absolutely thrilled when you came on to the runner-up, and having the book here in
Thank
the
you.
Studio is a wonderful thing to see. So congratulations.
Thank
again.
You so much. And that was an awesome workshop.
Thank you.
Because not only to have feedback from somebody like you, but also to discuss the idea with other writers, because for me at that point it was just an idea. I had only written like 3 chapters. And it was just really invaluable. I think that's what's so amazing about the Literature Festival. It gives all these writers here an opportunity to meet with like-minded people and to have that feedback. It's just amazing.
And a big thank you to Montegrappa as well for sponsoring.
Absolutely.
Well, we love being part of this festival because it is a literature festival. It's not a book fair. And that's what's wonderful. So, you know, literature isn't just books. It's writing in all its forms. And
stories.
That's what, you know, we embrace. And of course, just a writing competition for a writing instrument brand is a natural and great association. So we're very happy. We've sponsored it now for since 2013. Although we actually sponsored another competition with the festival in 2011, so we've been associated for quite a long time. And we're constantly evolving it. So this year, for the first time, we opened it to not just UAE residents, but also to the rest of the GCC. And next year, we're looking into now, we're discussing the possibility of also having an Arabic strand. It's a little bit more difficult because the publishing industry in the Arab world is different to how it is in the English-speaking publishing world. But it's something that we're keen to develop eventually, and hopefully next year we'll do that.
And as you said, I think it's probably one of the most successful writing competitions to have, you know, 8 published, internationally published authors out of 5 years is,
I think, it's unheard
extraordinary.
Of. Actually, I don't think any other writing competition or literature festival can claim to have had such a yield. It really is.
It is
very
remarkable.
Very good.
It also very annoying for anybody who works at the foundation who can't enter. I'm one of those people. Oh, well. I just want to remind people that the competition is looking for novels rather than short story collections or novellas. So you do need to be thinking of a full-length novel. And while the prize does not guarantee a book deal, the results, as we were saying, do speak for themselves, with a number of past winners going on to earn multi-book deals and get published. We've got one of those in the studio because we're speaking to Jessica Delvey, who was the 2016 runner-up, and Charles Nahas as well, who is Middle East distributor of Montegrappa, who sponsor the Montegrappa Writing Prize at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature. So you have until the 19th of January to get those in. Remember, emiratesliterature.com is where you can go if you have any more details that you want to clarify, any more questions. When we come back, Jessica will be telling us about the psychological thriller that caught agent Luigi Bonomi's eye in the 2016 Montegrappa Writing Prize, and her top 5 tips that might help you with those submissions.
The big question.
So we also here with some wonderful guests. We've got Charles Nahas, Middle East distributor of Montegrappa, in the studio. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
He's still here. We can't get rid of him. And we also have Jessica Delvey, who was the 2016 runner-up at the Montegrappa Writing Prize, which was at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature. The big question today is, can I still enter the Montegrappa Prize, and how do I win? The first answer to that is yes, you can still enter. You can still enter until the 19th of January. And if you want to submit that synopsis, and so you have to write 2,000 words of your manuscript and then a 400-word synopsis, you can submit that on emiratesliterature.com. There's more information there. The second part of that question, how do I win, might be best answered by somebody who has actually been in the winner's circle. Your psychological thriller is called When I Wake Up. You have another one coming out this year, I think.
Yes, in May.
What was it about, I think maybe we asked Flora, you've read this. I mean, what was it about your book, Jessica, that caught Luigi's eye, do you think?
I think there was a lot going on within the first few pages, or sort of written between the lines, that you weren't quite sure what was going to happen, what was going on. I think that's what he told me grabbed him initially. Maybe also the setting. It was a different setting. It's set in Sweden, in a small town. Perhaps that was it as well. I had rewritten those first few pages many, many times over. I started my story from different angles and played with it quite a lot before I submitted it, to sort of really see, you know, what would work best, basically.
I think the key there, and Flora, you've mentioned this before, is, you know, giving people advice for the Montegrappa Writing Prize is a strong opening, because, you know, they're seeing the first 2,000 words of this, and it has to be an amazing, gripping first opening, doesn't it?
Absolutely right. And with Jess, because it's multiple characters There's lots of story and many different sort of threads going through. And you also have multiple timelines. So the opening obviously sets the scene and the initial characters and the main characters we're going to follow through. And it's what's happened and why. And you mm-hmm. you know that Anna is in a coma.
Yes.
You know that somebody's brutally attacked her. And you get the little mm-hmm. prologue that you have, mm-hmm. you know, instantly see the violence, the horror of that scene. And then it sets up all the questions. So who did this? And why did they do this? Mm-hmm. And that is what the rest of the book, obviously, is finding out. But as we were discussing earlier about characters with Neil, what's so gripping is you get really into the psyche of all the different characters that are leading through the book. So one of the questions I had, actually, Jess, was how did you find that, holding together those multiple character mm. threads? Is this your first novel?
I have written a couple of novels in Sweden, in Swedish before. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they all have sort of tended to have multiple perspectives. I'm kind of drawn to that. I think the advantage of having multiple characters is that you have the flexibility of viewing the same event through different eyes. The challenge is that you can only go so deep with each character. Mm. I had 5 perspectives in this book, which is quite a lot. But the way to make it work, I think, is to really know your characters. You might not write everything down on the page about them, but if you really know them intimately, then you know how they're going to act and what they're going to say in a certain situation. So I think that's a key, really.
And that gives the reader confidence. So if the reader can tell through the way that you write that you know everything about these characters, mm-hmm. they're safe in that world. There's nothing that's going to break them out from that suspense of disbelief in the world that you've created. And I think you write each character differently, and that can be really hard, because you know, you have a teenager, you have mm-hmm. an older woman, you have a younger woman, you mm-hmm. have her husband, and each one of those has to have their own point of view and their own perspective. And I think, you know, the clarity in there for the reader, the challenge is making sure you know whose perspective you're in at all the time, and that you don't ever get confused. And actually, that's the writer's challenge, is to make sure each voice is different. Did you find that hard?
Exactly. I think initially, yes. Before you get into to rhythm and you start writing that character, it can be difficult. But once you're sort of in their head, it makes it easier. You find that some characters, for example, the sentences will be shorter because that's how they think, you know, whereas others yeah. are kind of more philosophical, they'll mm-hmm. have longer sentences, like things like that, that you might not think of as a reader, but that you start thinking of as a writer.
Absolutely. Basically. And I wondered about your multiple timelines. Yes. How did you do that? Did you have post-its all over the wall? Did you have a big blackboard? How did you work it out?
No, I think it was very simple, actually. I had a very simple timeline, you know, when the attack happened, and then when all the various characters met the main protagonist throughout the year previously. So there are 5 perspectives. Only one is in the present tense throughout. Mm-hmm. The other 4 are in the past tense right up until the end. I mean, it did require some juggling, but it also made it quite interesting as a writer.
Yeah,
so you managed quite well to keep the suspense and to not let us guess it too easily. So
okay, that's good.
I didn't get it until the end.
Excellent.
You let me know when you wanted to.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
And
thank
I was going
to
ask, had you made your mind up who the attacker was going to be before you started, or did you wait to see what happened?
It did change a few times initially. When I wrote the synopsis, yeah, I changed it a few times. But when I was 3 or 4 chapters in, I decided, and then I committed to that, and then I stuck with that throughout.
Just to anybody listening, we are talking about When I Wake Up, which is Jessica Jalvi's debut novel for the Montegrappa Writing Prize, which you were runner-up in 2016. One thing I just want to let people know is kind of the basic premise. So we've talked a lot about the protagonist and the writing of it. But basically, the concept is you've got this woman called Anna. She just won an award for best teacher, I think.
Teacher of the year.
And she's a mother of 2, but she's left savagely beaten and in a coma. There's a police investigation that's launched. This is all in the opening, so I'm not spoiling anything by telling you this. And Anna seems to have had no enemies. So the big question that everybody's left with in the Swedish community, it's quite a small community, yes. is, you know, who the killer is, who wanted her dead. And it's a very simple question, but you lead us down many different paths to get to the answer. What was it that gave you the initial idea for this?
I think I'm from a small town in Sweden myself, and I thought that would be a really good setting. And I'd actually been back to visit the year before I wrote the book, and had visited some friends, and walking back home, it was late at night and it was dark, and I realized that in this small idyllic town, it was so quiet and actually really, really spooky. And I thought anything could happen right now. And that's kind of how the idea was born. So that was sort of the crime element, if you like. But then at the center of the book is also a love story, which to some might seem quite controversial.
Flora, you had another question, I think, for Jessica. I mean, if I was going to ask you, it would be basically who inspires you as a writer?
I read so many different types of books, but I love Joyce Carol Oates, Lionel Shriver, Stephen King, Margaret Atwood. I also read a lot of Swedish authors, so lots of different authors.
You've got another one coming up. I mean, there seems to be not been much of a break between
the
one that's out now and the one that's
quite
coming
stressful.
Up. Really?
Yes.
So what's the concept of the next one?
So the next one is about a young woman who's got mental issues, who's being questioned for multiple murders and runs away. And her parents basically decide to take it upon themselves to hunt her down. So it's a family drama. It also touches on human trafficking. It's set in Sweden and in the US.
You don't do things by halves, do you?
That's quite dark.
We'll put in all of the dark things, all of the intense things in one book. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But it's great that you've had a second book so soon.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it goes in this competition with Luigi. He doesn't just get you published. He gets you published two or three books at a time. And that can be challenging, but that's also great. In fact, you know, we mentioned that the competition has got 8 published authors in only 5 years. But if you actually look at the number of books, I think we're probably in the region of about 20 to, I haven't counted them actually, but we're probably about 25 books so far published between all of the different authors that we've got. So I expect more as well, not just
yeah,
two.
No pressure. No pressure. You came on here for a relaxing chat and now you're just getting bombarded with all these requests for more books, aren't you, Jessica?
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's a dream come true, to be honest with you, I've got a 2-book deal and it feels amazing. But yes, there's definitely a lot of pressure with the second book because you have a tight deadline.
What's been the happiest moment for you in all of this?
Apart from signing with an agent and a publisher, I think the happiest moment was when the book was number 16 on the US charts and number 1 in Australia. That was unreal.
Wow, congratulations.
That's a fantastic moment, isn't it?
Just a reminder, we are talking about the Montegrappa Writing Prize, and Jessica Jarvie's book, When I Wake Up, was the one that got her a place on the 2016 Winner's Circle. She was a runner-up in the 2016
great.
Montegrappa Writing Prize. If you want to enter that competition, you can. Do not hold back. If you have something that you think you would like to submit, go for it. You have nothing to lose. The submission deadline is the 19th of January, and you can go to emirateslivefirst.com to find out more information about that. Thank you so much to Charles, representing Montegrappa, our sponsor for the prize. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you to Jessica for coming on the show as well.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.